I don't know if we do. See, I was thinking of doing a song at the beginning, explaining the podcast.
Okay.
But I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a new rainy day edition of What If. What If podcast with Scott and Mike.
Yay, What If podcast with Scott and Mike.
Basically, one of us gets an object and everyone gets an idea, and we kind of make a what if this existed in the world, or this event, or whatever.
Yeah.
And we talk about it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you said you have an object?
I do. What if airplanes?
Okay. And the thing I had in mind was... I don't know how I phrased it.
Oh.
What if airplanes? What if airplanes were the? Oh my God, Mike! I can't think.
You had it a moment ago, didn't you?
I know. I did. I have an idea.
You said you had it in the shower.
I don't know how to have. I don't know how to
word. How was it phrased before I said airplanes?
Well, no, I don't remember how it was phrased. What if airplanes? Were the main object of sitcoms. I think that was
the
like
main the main character,
like,
or the main
like every the sitcom. Subject. Every sitcom has to have
airplanes
involved
somehow.
Somehow.
Okay.
So, like, what if airplanes were the main focus of sitcoms?
So the sitcoms are takes place on an airplane, or the characters are. Airplane,
yeah.
Workers or yeah. Airplanes themselves.
Well, either way, as long as airplanes are worked into the sitcom
as a main theme, not just casually in there. Like
correct, you can't be like someone that lives. I mean, I guess if someone lived next to an airport, that would work because that would be
non-stop
like God damn it, because they would get mad about it
every like 5 minutes in the show. Just like no, you can't hear any audio.
Bobby, I thought you were going to take me. Things are falling off the wall. I mean, I guess that would work. But
that would be a funny bit that I think would work well in the pilot episode.
Oh, no.
Where they're having arguments, and every time they have an argument, they swear.
Yeah.
Or get like a Ricky Ricardo, and I don't think he was swearing, but every time he'd get really mad, he'd start speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
Or Cuban? Is that a different language? He was Cuban. No. I don't know what he was speaking. Is Cuban a different language?
It might be.
Or do they speak Spanish? I think they speak Spanish.
I don't know. I feel like this would be something that we would look up if we weren't going to.
We have our phones with us.
Yeah.
That was in the room.
It's in my pocket, so yeah. I'm not going to deal with it.
Either way, it would be like that. Like every time like the parents get really mad and start swearing, an airplane goes overhead. Mm-hmm. And yeah, everything falls off the walls.
Yeah.
Although they're used to it, so they just pick the stuff back up and keep
it going. Yeah. Or it falls off and there's like a string tied to it so it just doesn't crash on the ground.
There was a bit in Mary Poppins. Every day they would shoot off the cannon at noon or whatever, and it would shake the entire town. And like the everyone in the house, the maid staff, the maids, so I would just like casually pick everything back up and like or catch things as they were falling off the mantle. Do you remember that bit?
I've never saw it.
You've never seen Mary Poppins?
No.
You've seen Mary Poppins. Maybe. No airplanes in Mary Poppins.
Are there a lot of airplanes?
No. Mary Poppins takes place before women's rights to vote. That was a subplot, suffragette. Women's.
So there were airplanes in the movie.
Not in the movie. Suffragette is not like an airplane.
It's a jet.
No, it's G-G-G-G. It's all one word. It just means women's rights to vote.
Right? But you're saying things are falling off the walls and stuff.
Yeah, from the cannon. They would
cannon! Cannon. I forgot the word cannon already. I'm like, what are you saying? Like,
Before the podcast started, you were fine.
Yeah, I know.
When you turned this on, you became an idiot. What happened?
The rain outside. No, but yeah, I'm wondering, because it feels like in my mind, I was like, basically, like, the government or whatever that regulates TV would have to say, like, yeah, like, they're getting big money from, like, some sort of groups. So like, the airlines, like, you can't have a TV show unless airplanes are involved. So.
And they all have to, like, be in a good light? Like.
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
You could have, like, a CSI where the airplane's a bad guy.
Or Lost, where all the airplanes are just constantly crashing.
The airplane
crashing.
Is the villain in Lost, yeah.
Really? Two airplanes are villains. A couple of airplanes, actually. Because, I mean, there's, like...
The main one that crashes in two pieces. It doesn't crash two airplanes.
I know, but then later on, like, in season 4 or 5, they buy an airplane and put bodies in it and sink it into the ocean because they pretend it's the oceanic flight.
That shit was messed up.
And then later when they came back to the land, they crashed another airplane to get to the island. So there's at least three airplanes.
They crashed alone to get back to the island?
Yeah, in like season six.
I don't remember that part. But they also crashed a smaller plane with the heroin.
That's right.
Statues in it.
Yeah, there's no planes in that show that can stay upright. Maybe like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, wasn't Jack going back on the plane over and over again trying to crash?
Yeah.
But then they didn't make it crash. They were just on that. I don't remember that.
It was like a fate type thing where they all had to be together and then like they flew back because they talked to
same route.
They talked to Faraday's mom. Oh, and it's like you have to at this time you have to fly from here to there, and then they bought all the seats so that only they were on the plane.
I think it's just a testament of how bad that show got that I don't remember the later seasons. Like, well, it got way too much confusing. But I remember earlier seasons. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah. I still one of my favorite shows ever. So
it's good.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. It just got a little too weird. It was as though airplanes had to be in every episode.
Yeah.
Which is the topic of this.
I did have a plan, like a sitcom idea years ago, like just for fun. But I guess it somewhat was turned into a show recently, like on Netflix or something. And because the idea was like it would be you'd follow an airplane crew, so like all like the cast, like the people as the pilots,
yeah.
And like the flight attendants and stuff like that, they're like all the same characters.
So like Wings.
But, yeah, but like it's always on the airplane. Oh, and then so the show would be like, oh, it would take place from like going to LA to New York, or whatever. Like that was the plot was like. Like, at the beginning, they'd take off, and at the end, they'd land. But then they could have, like, perfect time for, like, special guests, because they'd be a passenger, and then...
So, like the Love Boat, but, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Have you seen...
But then there's a show on Netflix now, I think, that's, it's like that, but it's like, The Terminal. Just, like, people at the... It's, like, a sitcom at The Terminal.
Yeah? Is it by the same guys who did Little Britain?
Maybe.
There's a series, I forget what it's called.
Come Fly With Me.
Come Fly With Me?
I was going to say Up in the Air, but Come Fly With Me, where it's, those two guys in there, and they play a bunch of different characters in the airport and on the planes and stuff like that. It's like a document, it's filmed like a documentary about this airport.
Okay.
And they're all the characters in it.
Yeah, I don't know, my brother just pointed out like a month or two ago, and it looked like
it might be. If it's two British guys.
I don't know, he just said, hey, it's like that idea you kind of had years ago.
So there are airplane sitcoms, though. There's Wings,
yeah,
which is Taxi,
but that's like,
with an airplane.
But that's like one every 10 years, you know?
So you want everyone.
I don't say I want it. I'm saying like in this scenario.
What if? All right, so...
So imagine like Cosby Show, but like instead of like him being like, I'm Dr. Heathcliff Cuxtable. He's Pilot Heathcliff Huxtable. What's his name, Heathcliff?
Yeah.
Heathcliff Huxtable. He's like, I'm a pilot. I'm flying babies. He's a baby doctor. So
he's a baby doctor. Yes. he'd still be a baby doctor, but also a pilot.
I don't know. Maybe he's like delivering. Maybe I don't know. He's flying. I don't know. It's just I'm just wondering how everything would be because like.
So all right. So in this scenario, let's go through like normal sitcoms now.
Yeah.
So he's a pilot.
Yeah.
That'd be enough. So he can still do all the other show, right? The show doesn't take place on the plane.
It just involves a plane.
Every so often they'd have a scene with him in his office.
Yeah.
As a doctor.
Yeah.
So every so often there'd be a scene with him.
That could be. Yeah. Or like imagine like shows like Seinfeld. Yeah. Instead of them going like from apartment building to apartment building or apartment room, they'd be going like different classes, like coach and first class and stuff like that. And Jerry, instead of being assigned from the beginning, he's like, did you ever think about why you have to inflate the thing when you crash? We're going to make that dip. Like,
they had an episode, at least one. They've had episodes where they've been on a plane.
See?
There's one, like, I think when they were on the whole episode was on them on a plane.
Yeah, I remember one with the vegetable lasagna. There's like this one guy, just like Elaine Putty and.
Some weird
guy, they were sharing a cab, and then they broke up, and then they sat on the plane, and he was next to
him. Yeah, wasn't she on, like, first class, and then, like, they made her go back to coach, and it was, like,
and then,
awful.
And then she was sitting... Oh, no, that was a different episode.
Might have been. Yeah, there's been numerous ones. I think airplanes could be a sitcom trope anyway.
Well, I'm saying, like, well, this is, like...
It has to
be. Yeah, like, every episode has to have some sort of airplane-type thing.
Now, just sitcoms, situational comedies.
Yes.
So not CSI, like I said earlier.
Oh, I don't remember.
Like not all television shows, just all comedies have to have an
shit.
Airplane in it.
I might have worded it wrong. I meant to say television.
All television shows.
Yeah.
Have an airplane.
Yeah, because I remember when I was like thinking this idea in the shower, I was thinking like I'm like this is Ted Koppel reading the news, whatever that show
even
was.
Even news shows. But, like, be on the plane.
But like I was imagining instead of him like sitting in front of a green screen of like a news studio, he looks like he's sitting in an airplane and there's just chairs. It's just like chairs and stuff behind him.
So he wouldn't be on a plane. He would just be like pretending to be on planes.
Yeah, I mean, it involves a plane.
So according to this new FCC rule, they have to have a plane. So they have him give the news from studio.
Yeah,
pretending to be on a plane.
Yeah,
to satisfy the airplane union.
I mean, I'm sure people can think of some very creative ways to make this work.
I guess, yeah. But no, so would well, until like a show like Wings, would that be like the one exception? Would that be then the does Opposite Land then too? Then the one plane show wouldn't have airplanes, or would that be the best show in the world?
I mean, that might be like that might be like the Holy Grail of
The show that you want to be.
Yeah, like guys, look what they did. They did like 15 seasons. I don't know how many seasons.
Do you think they would change Emmys? Like the Emmy trophy to something else?
I don't know.
Pilot, you get a little pilot wings.
Is the Emmy where like they're holding the globe?
Yeah, that weird...
Then they just have like an airplane flying around it, like the Universal
International. Is it like a person with wings holding the globe?
Might be. Maybe the airplane wings?
An angel with airplane wings?
It's like... like the wings are out and there's like the turbines on it. Everything.
You'd imagine that's what modern day angels like. If people started drawing pictures of angels now versus when they started, because when they started painting pictures, they drew with wings.
Cause
they fly, and the only thing they flew was birds. Right?
Yeah.
So they if people just started drawing angels now.
Yeah.
Drawing like jet engines and big inflatable hot air balloon asses.
I don't know. Or drones. Like an angel, so she's
like drone hands.
She's like, I was thinking she has like four propellers on her back. She just like turns sideways, so she's like facing the ground and then flies straight up. My angel, save me!
Weird thing about drones. Every time I see drone footage, they usually have music over it or something else, not the actual sound. Drones are really loud.
I have heard the because like you sometimes I'll see drone videos and it's like.
Yeah.
And then it crashes.
they're like little saws. They're like, they're sounding loud. I thought part of the scary thing was the drones can sneak up on you because they'd see whenever. They can't sneak up on anything.
I think that's how you always see like videos where drones fail because like animals will go after them. Or I saw one where a guy just pulled out a shotgun and shot it from his like farm, and you see it. It's like they hear like the son of a bitch is around here again. And they look, oh, there it is. Like so they'll hear it and they'll look for it, and then
I don't know why. I thought they were silent because every time I saw footage from it was the audio wasn't on the footage.
So I suppose that makes sense.
And yeah, it looks like when they're floating around, like you see when they're flying through like through Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really like peaceful and beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say like I had I mean this doesn't do just to go along with that. I had a camera, an underwater camera you could use it as.
Yeah.
So like when I was in the Caribbean, I was like underwater and recording fish and stuff like that. But like it's one of those where I'd have to put all, like sound over it because you sure. And the only reason why I said that is because I flew to the Jamaica area.
All comes together.
So yeah, I think that's a good airplane. A good airplane. What if? That's about 10 minutes. So
I like the idea that it was thematic, not that the actual characters had to be people dressed as airplanes.
Well, I mean, they could have been.
I guess
like that could be a theme where they just like walk around like just knocking things over because they don't have hands. I mean, I would watch that.
Would you?
Yeah, if it's funny.
I guess because it's the only thing on TV, because all TV shows have to have it.
Well, I'm just imagining like where someone's like wearing a giant tube and their head is just poking through, and they can't use their arms because it's just like that'd be funny.
That stipulation that all shows have to have whatever the thing was, seems like at some point then it would become not interesting to watch anymore.
Yeah.
Or it would fade into the background. You wouldn't even notice
it. Exactly.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like, all shows have to have people walking on 2 feet.
Yeah. But then again, it's one of those things where, like, most shows have to have exterior shots before they show a building. A lot of people get confused. Like, where are they? Because they'll have an exterior shot. But, like, you probably don't even notice all the exterior shots that happen beforehand. Like, I mean, like imagine, like, Roseanne or Cheers or something. You see the house, and it's, like, playing the music, and it's, like, it's sort of zooming in. And it's, like, oh, then they're inside. Like, you know she's in her house.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of exterior shots.
But in this scenario, you wouldn't need those shots because you know they're inside a plane.
Possibly.
All right, I think that's a good episode.
Well done. That was What If Show Airplanes Had to Be the Main Idea of a Show.
What if airplanes had to be the main component in a sitcom?
Or show.
Because
news.
Television
is funny.
Show.
Yeah.
I've only heard half of this conversation, and I'm fucking terrified.
Welcome to What If, Tony.
Son of a bitch.
You came right at the end.
This is she's.